This is the evening edition from Starcom Network. In the headlines, the police investigating the apparent suicide of a 17-year-old girl. G4S security guards back on strike, threatening to keep up the fight for better pay and conditions as long as it takes. The Barbados Workers Union calls for the intervention of the Labour Minister, accusing employers of using the COVID-19 pandemic to exploit workers. The Barbados Entertainers Association says there may be far fewer All Year's Night Fets due to COVID-19 crowd limits and reduced sponsorship. They also have saying that crop over next year still hangs in the balance depending on what happens with vaccines. Good evening to you. With the details, I'm Wendy Burke.
The evening edition brought to you with the best wishes of Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary service and home of Hyundai vehicles.
Do you work in the medical field? Are you one of our brave firefighters, police officers, or military personnel? Well, Nissan wishes to show their gratitude for your personal sacrifice during the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Until December 31st, 2020, Nissan is recognizing and rewarding all frontline workers with a warranty extension of 1 year on the purchase of any new Nissan from Courtesy Garage. This offer is available to all medical personnel, nurses, firefighters, policemen, and military personnel looking to purchase the family-friendly Nissan X-Trail, versatile Nissan Qashqai, or the durable Nissan Frontier. You can also take advantage of our special finance packages complement to Royal Bank of Canada. Get up to $2,000 in insurance, free scheduled maintenance for the first year, and your first two loan payments free. Give us a call at 431-4100 for more information and to book your test drive today. Offer ends December 31st, 2020. Special conditions apply. Nissan, we are here for you.
Residents of Dunscan St. Thomas were today grieving over the death of 17-year-old Ashauna Sandiford, who reportedly committed suicide yesterday evening. The St. George Secondary School upper fifth form student was found hanging at the family home. She was discovered by her 14-year-old brother. The parents are said to have summoned an ambulance, but concerned that it was taking too long, took the girl to a medical clinic where she was pronounced dead. The police have commenced an unnatural death investigation. Starcom Network News spoke with Ashauna's father, Sean Del Hines, who says she was a good child and a fun-loving girl, and the family and neighbors are in shock over what happened.
My daughter's a good girl. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, a good girl. They hurt everybody bad. Mm-hmm. Real bad, man. They hurt me real bad. You know
and what she's mean? Your eldest.
Yeah. I bear with you for 17 years. I struggling, man. I'm just sorry to disappoint what she do, you know? She had a problem. She could have kind of tell me.
Sherelle Roach, who is the mother of Ashauna's best friend, said she was a good-natured young lady who played netball and basketball and was heavily involved in the youth ministry at the Power in the Blood Church. She described Ashauna as being like a daughter to her, and the incident was the last thing she expected from such a jovial person.
So warm-hearted because always happy, willing to help. She is here at my home an hour before her. She left here at home.
Labour Minister Colin Jordan tomorrow tries to broker a deal in a dispute that saw some of the guards employed by security company G4S back on strike this morning. They are promising to keep up their fight for a pay increase and better conditions as long as necessary. Last week, scores of the guards protested outside the company's Brighton St. Michael headquarters, demanding that G4S provides better pay and conditions of service. They went back to work, as is the custom, after the dispute was referred to the Labour Department, which tried to broker an agreement between G4S and the security guards through their representatives, the Barbados Workers Union. But those talks broke down, leading to today's action. This morning, Barbados Workers Union Industrial Relations Officer Shakita Williams addressed the workers and members of the media outside the company, promising no retreat.
G4S workers are over here. There is no plan for retreat at this point. And the Barbados Workers Union is here once again with them. For too long, they have been waiting. For too long, they have been hearing that discussions are being held and that the company will get back to us. And so we ask the company to send simple correspondence And it's as if the correspondence sent was just to say that they sent correspondence, but nothing of meat, nothing of fruitful discussion that we can have out of that correspondence that they sent on Friday. So they are frustrated. And might I add, I am frustrated too.
She said the BWU would seek the intervention of the Minister of Labor, Colin Jordan.
The Barbados Workers Union is frustrated, and the General Secretary is currently working on getting this at the level of the minister, because no longer can we sit with the company and take the foolishness that they have been presenting to these workers.
Yes.
They need the basic necessities that we consider for decent work. So yes, they have been waiting for increases, but they have also been waiting for things as simple as uniforms. And so they are out here asking for the Barbadian support and the Barbadian public to come on board to stand with them in solidarity. The workers is correctly saying we can't use the COVID-19 pandemic as an excuse anymore.
This afternoon, President of the BWU Division at G4S, Ormond Mears, confirmed that the dispute was now before the Labour Minister and they have returned to work pending the outcome.
The position is that the workers were told that call off the strike tomorrow morning because we were planning to come back down there tomorrow morning. But they say that they will be meeting with the minister and tomorrow at 10 o'clock. They don't know the location yet. But this meeting will be with management and the union and delegates. And based on the outcome of that meeting, we will decide what next we will do. But the union said as long as the meeting is going on, it would not be nice to continue the strike during the discussion. But as I said, based on the outcome of that meeting tomorrow, the workers want the money, and this has to be this year and not next year or year after we back all there at the picket line.
There may be far fewer All Year's Night fetes this year as a result of the strict crowd limits set by health officials. Chairman of the Barbados Entertainers Association, Rudy Maloney, tells Starcom Network News that the 250-person limit set makes it very difficult to profitably stage events, especially given the decline in sponsorship due to the economic downturn caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. He was speaking to Starcom Network News about a meeting they had held yesterday with the head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman.
Well, it's going to be still challenging. 250, that number is a number that we know for sure that the promoters will not, and the stakeholders in the industry will not be able to make any money. So it will just be doing events for pleasure. So hopefully things will get better in 2021. At this time, I can tell you that most promoters will find it very challenging with the taxes and the setup and the cost for events.
Meantime, a 47-year-old Barbadian woman is the latest person to be diagnosed with COVID-19. She arrived on island via American Airlines on November 30th and was asymptomatic. Hers was the only positive test returned out of the 527 tests conducted by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory yesterday. This moves the number of confirmed cases to 279, 144 females and 135 males. A government minister has underscored the need for a better system that allows for citizens to feel comfortable in speaking out where there's evidence of corruption and wrongdoing in public entities. Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Marcia Cattle, believes the opportunity lies in digitization and modernization of the public service. She was taking part in a Latin American Development Bank online seminar on integrity in public policy.
We're in the process of developing a new Statistics Act and establishing an independent statistics and data analytics authority. Now, that independence is going to be very important because it's going to mean that there's certain direct reporting to the people and to the Parliament of Barbados that was not in place before. But I want to say something very important. It is very important that if you are going to make data transparent and if you're going to have Freedom of Information Act, that your data is very reliable. It has to be very well done because you have to be able to, it has to be true, it has to be defendable. And so it's important that countries spend the time to invest in making sure that that data is good data. Because I've seen cases where we have these Freedom of Information Acts that don't necessarily, because of the quality of the data, lead to better information. And that's a very important point to make.
Recapping the top stories now in the evening edition, the police investigating the apparent suicide of a 17-year-old girl. G4S security guards back on strike, threatening to keep up the fight for better pay and conditions as long as it takes. The Barbados Workers Union calls for the intervention of the Labour Minister, accusing employers of using COVID-19 pandemic to exploit workers. Barbados Entertainers Association says there may be far fewer All Year's Night Fets due to the COVID-19 crowd limits and reduced sponsorship. They also say having a Corpova next year still hangs in the balance depending on what happens with vaccines. That's been the evening edition here on Starcom Network. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.
The evening edition with the best wishes of Courtesy Garage Limited, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.